From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 16 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Good morning and welcome to Day 16 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott. Today is the first day of spring training games in Major League Baseball. We are so grateful that they finally got the lockout over with and are looking forward to seeing baseball once again. Go Giants! Our topic today, our lesson, actually our red letters from our reading today are "Be merciful." Jesus said these words in Luke chapter 6, 36. Pastor Zach, in our reading today, talks about the difference between grace and mercy. And I like the move he made, but I'm not sure Pastor Zach and I are going to totally agree on the difference between grace and mercy. Pastor Zach talked about mercy being offering somebody forgiveness, essentially, or offering somebody the ability to, or the gift of not holding them accountable or punishing them for something that they did, even though it's within your power to do so. To show mercy would be to not hold them accountable. And I think that's a fair definition of mercy, but I think there's more to the definition of mercy, in my opinion. I think mercy is that act of thinking of another and trying to understand what their needs are and helping to meet those needs. So when we think about acts of mercy, we think about acts of loving and serving other people. I think of Jesus washing the disciples' feet as an act of mercy. I think of the work of Sister Teresa as being acts of, acts of mercy, things that are done for another person, just loving things that are done, things that they need to have done for them. And when we think about mercy and how we can be merciful in our lives, in our relationships, it really requires us to think about the other. And these readings on forgiveness can be a real challenge for us. It's maybe even a challenge for us to think about being forgiven ourselves. But forgiving others, as Pastor Zach points out, oftentimes we want to mete out judgment or revenge when somebody has done something against us. But I think really it's about responding to the forgiveness, the mercy, the grace that we have received in our lives and offering that to other people, not because they deserve it, but because they don't deserve it and because we have it within our power to do so. We can choose how we respond to that. It feels a little bit like the year of Jubilee, a biblical principle where land and possessions were returned to its original owner every 50 years was a year of Jubilee in the Old Testament. Although it's referred to, there's really no record of it ever actually happening. But maybe something to aspire to, that when somebody has something, that it's actually theirs. And even if somebody else comes in contact with it or ends up with it, it might go back to them. Because that person has the power to be able to do that. Our challenge today is to be intentional about showing mercy to someone else. So I invite you to think about the needs of others, the things that you are holding against other people, and maybe being able to release that today as an act of love and mercy to one of your neighbors. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And I hope that you too are looking forward to a baseball season that is long overdue.